First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Secondly, you battled really hard out there today, but tell us your thoughts on the match, and in particular, if you were affected by the injury at all.
I'm pretty, I could be only disappointed on one aspect of the match, is some opportunities I had in the first set, but then the rest, and even there, I created myself some opportunities, but on the other side of the net, she was playing quite well, so, and she was defending very well everything I was proposing, so... But otherwise, I think I just went for every shot. I never thought it was the end until the last point. And she just went for her shot, maybe had more, I don't know this word in English, réussite? How do you say réussite? No. No. Try again. Success. Yeah, success on what she was trying. She was going for many lines. She did hit many lines, more than I expected, to be honest. But otherwise, I think there's not much I can be disappointed about. I felt it's not a tear what I have, it's just a muscle soreness, probably. I felt it like, it was a sharp pain at the beginning, but then I got some painkillers and I got some, the tape that I've had on was helping me quite a lot. So, but I just wanted that tape on. I usually really don't like to call the trainer on court, but I felt that for security, I had to really maintain my quadriceps compressed, that the tear was not like, or tear, that it would not start to be a tear. It was just a muscle contracture or something. I don't know how to say that either. So it was bothering me more on serve, weirdly, because it's on my right leg. Figure out why, I have no idea. But, it shows that I'm pushing as well with my right leg. But and some on my forehand when I'm in open stance. But for the rest, it wasn't. But, you know, when you feel a pain, like during a match, you have to adapt a little bit. And even though I won the games, I think, right before the treatment, right after the treatment, I think I was not completely calm inside about it. So, and I took some time to really accept that I have it, but it did not make any change on my side.
Tamia, it's your first match against her. So when a person, or when she's hitting like that, going for lines and going big, is there any part of you that kind of feels like you just have to gamble and, you know, hope that she's going to miss? Or were there things that you thought that you could do tactically that were successful? Or at the end of the day, if she's going to hit like that, do you just say, too good?
I think during the whole match, I tried many different things. I tried to play very low once, to wait her a shorter ball from her, then to attack her on it, or to drop shots, obviously, or small slices to let her come into the net, because she's not, I mean, volley wise, I think she could still improve. So, but then she was her approach shot were quite good most of the time, and I was kind of surprised. And on one side of the court, it was way easier to play. We were more winning games on one side because it was with the wind. So against the wind, it was tough for her too. And I was happy to start the tiebreaker actually on that side. but I did not take advantage of it. And she started a tiebreaker with like a forehand on the line again. I'm like, ah, come on, give me a break. And then so when we switched, it was 3-all, but it was, I mean, on the other side, when you're against the wind, like, okay, it's okay to make some drop shots, but at the end, the other one's gonna like sprint as soon as you see, she sees that you're opening your grip. So, I mean, it was not the solution as well. So I was trying then to play deeper, but it was not bothering her that much. And with her long shot, I mean, deep shots, it's tough to play angle. So I was trying to maybe get her out of the court. But she wasn't giving me enough angle to do it as well. So I think, well, she was just easily, I mean, congrats to her. I mean, I cannot say much more because I really think I tried until the end to switch some things, not serve the same way as well. Could have served maybe better, but serving only flat against her isn't the solution either. So, that's pretty much it. I don't know how many, I mean, what's the point difference that we have, but it wasn't that much. I only won. Ah, bad luck. Oh, okay. It's a tough one. I cry now or later? Yeah, it actually makes me cry now. but it's okay.
Timea, if you had to sum up your 2017 Roland Garros in general, what would your summary of that be like? And I don't know if you saw Petra Kvitova's shirt that she had with three words on top of that. What would your T-shirt of this tournament be with just three words? I know it's tough, like, but that's going to be tough for you
for
with three
words. For me, it's so tough. I mean, this is a nightmare. I cannot. You have time? The first word which is coming is get to be privileged. It's a very strong word for me. Limitless, like I'm trying every day. Then I have the last word, I'm thinking right now of doing the same tattoo as Stan. So I think he did as well, two semifinals or before winning a slam, right? So I'm on the good way. And the last is true love for Paris, for this tournament, for the French Open, for clay, for the atmosphere, for the people here, for many things.